This just released. The MTK is informing Ganhwage Hironu that it has received an amended motion to add 9 additional plaintiffs in the litigation that was served on October 30th, 2014, with respect to mixed couples residing in the territory. The motion was received yesterday, Tuesday, January 13th. The notice was sent by the law firm Gray Casgrain that also represents the original group of 7 plaintiffs. The additional plaintiffs are Mary Stacy, Neca McCumber, Omelis Rivero Lopez, Brenda Fragnito, Christopher Fragnito, Skoanati Fragnito, Tricia Fragnito, Nicholas Fragnito, Louis Fragnito, and Elizabeth Corrut. Plaintiffs are seeking to obtain several declarations, including that sections 20.1 and 20.2 of the Ganhwage membership law are unconstitutional under section S15 of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and that non-native spouses are entitled to live in Ganhwage. Furthermore, the plaintiffs wish to have the second draft of the modifications of the Ganhwage membership law, as published on December 11, 2014 on the MCK website, declared invalid if it is ratified by the time of the hearing. As stated earlier, the plaintiffs are also asking the Quebec Superior Court to order the MCK to pay each of them $50,000 with interest for the violation of their fundamental rights and their dignity as individuals. The MCK reminds the community that it will vigorously defend the interests of the community and its right to create, adopt, and administer its own laws regarding membership. The MCK considers statements alleging intolerance and encouragement of harassment to be both completely erroneous and highly offensive given its previous and consistent denunciation of such actions.